Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures sharply higher. Wheat trade strong. Corn trade soybeans after bolting overnight another 10, 12 cents. Down a nickel on the session. What's in play? Exports. We had an announcement of 100,000 metric tons this morning to China, but we also had heard China bought a bunch of beans out of Brazil. That was kind of a surprise. That took the bloom off of beans. Plus, we're going to get some harvest pressure this weekend on beans. Took them off of their rally. But let's remember, soybeans as of last Friday closed higher three Fridays in a row. And if they can currently close over 10.06, currently 10.05, down 5 3/4, they're going to close higher for the fourth week in a row. So what's your bet? I don't know. We'll see, but we're pretty darn close. But corn and wheat are going to close higher on the week for the third week in a row. Corn, yesterday's report, the USDA actually choosing to raise the yield by a half a bushel, has everybody's eyes going, whoa, they did that a little weird. They raised it on the corn cobs, which we know because of the heat and dryness, the yields are going to come off next month. And so corn is lifting because everybody's looking back that, you know what, that August report probably created the low, and the September report, even though a higher yield, we know exports are improving. They slammed the old crop down another 50 million bushels. So guess what? Corn is getting sold, and the carryout is not climbing. And if anything, the October carryout is probably going to be under 2 billion bushels because it's getting pretty close right now. And when that happens, corn rallies. And if you get that carryout down to where the old crop went out, well, that's $5 March corn, currently $4.30. You can start to see the math why the funds are unloading their short positions and end users are looking for corn. Currently, December corn up 6 cents, 412 last. March up 5 cents, 429 and a half. Over in the soybeans, November's off 5 1/4, 10.05 and a half, almost unchanged on the week. January, lower by 5 3/4 cents, 10.23. And 3/4 cents. Sweet Chicago December up 13.5 cents, challenging $6 earlier in the session and overnight. This is again a new weekly high close led by French milling wheat as the September contract pinches into expiration. To the upside, that is. So December at 5.92. Currently, Kansas wheat is up 9 3/4 cents to 5.96, while we find Minneapolis wheat climbing 8 cents to 6.29 3/4. New weekly highs have been attained early this morning as well, up about 16, 17 cents. March Minneapolis up 6 1/4 at what we got here, 6.49 and a half.
Are you wondering if corn, soybeans, and wheat can ever rally again? We have a special report just for you that talks about how we have an historical situation setting up that could be happening again. History doesn't necessarily repeat itself perfectly, but it certainly does rhyme. And we have a report that even tracks a year that's very particular to what's happening right now. This report is only available for a short time, so call and get that report at 701-222-0221 or 1-800-359-0221. As an added perk, we'll also give you a 30-day free trial to our newsletter. Again, 701-222-0221.
Now let's take a look at the cattle market. It's been all over the place, higher then lower. Now we're back higher again. Box beef came in softer, choice down $2.11, select off 84 cents, but strength in the stock market brought cattle back off the lows. So we find October cattle stuck in neutral, not really making new highs on the week, but we're up 10 cents, 178.12, December up 32 cents, 178.92, February gaining 35 cents, 179.95. Feeder cattle, September up 5, 242.10, while October's up 5, actually now down 5 at 239.67. The hog futures off 20 cents for October, 78.70, December losing 5 cents at 71.50. Gold and silver bolting higher. Gold new all-time highs, up $30 an ounce as the dollar slips down 28 cents, 101.07 last. Gold's $2,610.50. Silver up 87 cents, 30.98. Bitcoin new highs on the day. We're up $1,645 at $59,972. The crude oil market still under pressure after a 2.5-day rally. We're down 26 cents, $68.71. The gasoline is presently 1 1/4 cents higher for October, 194. Diesel fuel down 2 3/4 cents at 209. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening and have a profitable day.
Just a reminder to always remember,
Past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.